This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Hello, hello. Come state oggi? Welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. It's Thursday, it's February 8th, and we have another beautiful episode incoming. So guys, as we always do, let's begin with today's translation challenge. And the sentence today is, quando vivevo nel Colorado, mi svegliavo sempre alle sette. That might be easy for you. Let me read that one more time. Quando vivevo nel Colorado, mi svegliavo sempre alle sette. Think about it, and at the end of today's episode, I will explain exactly how to say that sentence. You will also realize that that sentence is kind of relevant to today's one big thing. Because I recently came across an article that talked about the average bedtime of young adults. And when I say a young adult, the specific demographic provided in the article is 18 to 35 year olds. I am in that demographic. I'm 30 years old. And basically, they found out that the average bedtime, and this was an American study, so it might not be the case in Italy, but the average bedtime is literally 10 p.m. Yes, you guys, the average bedtime for someone from 18 to 35 years old is 10 p.m. And when I first heard that news, I wasn't sure if I should feel happy or worried. And I'm going to explain why I felt mixed emotions about this news. Let's start with the bad side. So if you've been following the podcast, you know that I'm passionate about infrastructure, public transportation, how a city is built, because I think how a city is built can really determine how people in that city live. And in the United States, cities are built in a particular way. They're mainly car dependent, meaning if you don't have a car, it can be very difficult to get around because we don't really have public transportation. And when you have car dependency, you have suburbs. Suburbs are areas outside of a city that are only reachable by car, and it's often filled with houses and houses and houses. There isn't much commercial area. It's mainly residential area. And if you want to go to a commercial area, of course, you have to get in your car, drive there, park, and then you can finally enter a shop. Now you might be wondering, what does this have to do with bedtimes? And that's a very good question. But my theory is that in America, people have less to do. They're not out walking in the evening. After dinner, they're not walking around the town, taking a stroll, enjoying the evening, looking at the shops. They're in their homes eating dinner. And on top of that, you might remember that Americans tend to eat dinner pretty early. For example, 6 p.m. is a standard dinner time in the United States. So since Americans are eating dinner early and they have literally nothing to do, because they're in these neighborhoods where there are only cars, there's no walkability, there's nowhere to go on foot. So they say, I guess I'll go to bed. And that wasn't always the case. This car dependency started after World War II in the 1950s. So maybe older generations were more used to walking around and enjoying a city. But people who were born in the last 30 years, they were born in the suburbs, they grew up in the suburbs, and even as adults, they probably still live in the suburbs. So you guys, they literally have nothing to do. They have stuff to do inside their homes. For example, they could watch Netflix. But the point is, I have lived in Italy, I've lived in Spain, I've lived in Japan. In all three of those places, there is walkability, there is a city, you tend to eat dinner later, after dinner, maybe you're walking around. And as a result of that, you go to bed later. So when I hear that nowadays, young adults are going to bed at 10 p.m. on average, it's kind of concerning for those reasons, because I feel like, are these people just so bored they go to sleep? And I honestly think that is a factor. That is part of it. So that's what concerns me. But let me be a little bit more positive here. I don't always want to be just negative. There is a good side to this. And the good side is that sleep is probably the single most important thing to our health. If you sleep more, you are just generally going to be healthier. So those young adults who are going to bed earlier, they might be saying, yeah, Brian, I'm bored, but I feel amazing. On average, I read they're sleeping about 9 hours a night. 9 hours, 8 minutes. 9 hours a night is a lot of sleep. And their bodies probably feel amazing. That's extremely healthy. As I said, sleep is one of the most important, actually maybe the most important thing to our health. I read a book called Why We Sleep, and it really enlightened me on how important sleep really is. So the good news is, okay, maybe these American young adults are going to bed early, but they probably feel healthier. They probably wake up feeling energized. It's a good part of your routine to sleep more. That's actually something that I've been suffering lately. When I lived in Colorado until the new year, so in 2023, I was sleeping a lot, probably because I had less to do. And now I've been in Italy, I've been to Spain as well, and I'm sleeping less, without a doubt. I'm probably having more fun, I have a richer social life. However, I am sleeping less. So it's simple, pros and cons. Maybe I simply need to find more time to sleep and I can have the best of both worlds. So I'm curious what you guys think about that. How many hours are you guys sleeping every night? And let's transition over to today's question of the day. And today's question is, are you more of a morning person or a night owl? So a night owl is a person, owl gufo. So an owl, a night owl, is a person who likes to stay up very late into the night, and they usually wake up later in the morning. A morning person, on the other hand, is of course someone who loves the morning. They like to wake up early and start their day, and they probably go to bed earlier as well. And honestly, I'm confused because I don't know which one I am. When I was in Colorado, I was definitely a morning person. I didn't even need to set my alarm, and I generally woke up around 7 o'clock, maybe even earlier, 6:30. And keep in mind, that's without an alarm. But now, as I was mentioning earlier, I tend to stay up a little bit later, and I tend to wake up a little bit later. So I wouldn't necessarily define myself as a morning person or a night owl. I'm definitely somewhere in between. Ideally, I go to bed before midnight and I wake up before 8 a.m. I cannot say that I always succeed in doing that, but generally, those are my times. Those are the times I go to bed and wake up. So I'm not necessarily a morning person or a night owl. I know people who love the morning. I know people who stay up until 3 a.m. every single night, which doesn't seem very healthy, by the way, speaking of sleep. But what about you? Are you consistently one of the two? And I also think it's interesting that based on my location, based on the context I'm in, my sleep schedule changes. So I'm not necessarily always a morning person or always a night owl. It really just depends on the culture that I'm in. In America, we go to bed earlier. In Italy and Spain, we go to bed later. So guys, that's today's question of the day, but before I let you go, let's close today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. And before I give you the exact answer, let me just remind you that yes, I am a real English teacher. I love grammar. I love rules. I love languages. And if you're curious about learning English with me, you can try it for free at my website, Bringlese. So check that out, and I always encourage you guys to let me be your teacher. I love having more students. And with that being said, today's translation challenge was, quando vivevo nel Colorado, mi svegliavo sempre alle sette. How would you say that in English? One more time. Quando vivevo nel Colorado, mi svegliavo sempre alle sette. In English, I would say, when I lived in Colorado, I always used to wake up at 7 a.m. And I will also say there is more than one correct answer here. Specifically, different verb tenses are possible. When I lived in Colorado, you could also say when I used to live in Colorado. And in the second part of the sentence, I used to. I said, I always used to wake up at 7 a.m. And I could have used simple past there as well. I always woke up at 7 a.m. In my opinion, used to is better than simple past in the second part of the sentence because habitually I used to wake up. It was not one specific time in the past when I woke up. E in inglese abbiamo un tempo verbale perfetto per qualcosa che fai abitudinalmente nel passato che non fai più. Cioè, used to tense. I used to wake up at 7 a.m. So one more time, today's answer is, when I lived in Colorado, I always used to wake up at 7 a.m. And that is today's translation challenge. So for those of you who have been listening very carefully, you probably remember that tomorrow we have a special episode. Tomorrow's Friday, and I want to try something new where on Fridays, I speak a little bit more freely. I potentially speak even more quickly. So I'm definitely looking forward to that challenge. I'm sure you are as well. So I cannot wait until tomorrow. It's going to be a really nice episode. So join me again in 24 hours for that episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's stop here for the day. Enjoy your Thursdays, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.